USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In less than a month, the COVID Omicron variant has gone from being discovered to becoming the dominant strain of the virus in the United States. The CDC releasing updated figures on Monday saying the new, more transmissible variant now accounts for more than 73% of new nationwide cases as of the week ending December 18th. So far, no one in the United States has died from the variant. President Biden is updating Americans on the coronavirus Omicron variant. Biden saying his administration will make a $500 million at-home test kits available in January, and the government will also set up 20,000 new testing sites around the country. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki continuing to scold unvaccinated Americans, saying they will continue to fuel new COVID hospitalizations and deaths. USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Winter holiday travel is back. AAA's Skylar McKinney telling NBC News travel numbers are on par with the pre-pandemic record of 2019.
All of this despite the fact the pandemic is still going on, despite the fact that there's a new variant, despite the fact that there's still some economic uncertainty.
AAA estimating more than 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week from December 23rd to January 2nd. More than 100 million are expected to drive despite high gas prices, and nearly 6.5 million are expected to fly. SpaceX is fighting a COVID outbreak at its California headquarters. At least 132 workers are sick, making it the biggest outbreak in Los Angeles County. Meanwhile, the company this morning carried out a successful launch of a Falcon 9 rocket from Kennedy Space Center, sending a Dragon spacecraft on a resupply mission to the International Space Station. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The senator who put a lump of coal in Democrats' stocking for Christmas has some advice for them.
Joe Manchin has some advice for fellow Democrats. Rebuild, build back better, and you might still get my vote. One day after sinking President Joe Biden's signature social and climate spending legislation, Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, laid out a path forward that could take months and still fail. He wants the legislation to go through Senate committees and focus on rolling back the 2017 Trump tax cuts. He also wants Democrats to stop trying to force him into compliance.
I'm not blaming anybody. I knew where they were, and I knew what they could and could not do. They just never realized it because they figure, surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit. Well, guess what? I'm from West Virginia. I'm not from where they're from, and they can just beat the living crap out of people and think they'll be submissive, period.
The bill in the House passed on a party-line vote via budget reconciliation, but Manchin said that's not going to happen again without the committee process. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Week 15 of the NFL season wraps up on Tuesday with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Seattle Seahawks and the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Washington football team. Both games set to kick off at 4 o'clock Pacific time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.